We're also joined by Rodan Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
President, it's often said that the toughest issue facing any mayor of Providence is improving the city's public schools. Could you do any better than David Cicilline or Angel Taveras in raising the quality of the schools in Providence?
I think, first of all, the most important thing that we need to have is stability. If you look over the last 10 to 12 years, we've had three or four superintendents that have come into the city of Providence, each with a different curriculum and, moving forward. And I think that kind of confuses kids because, like I said, without the stability, every 3 years they're changing the curriculum for the school system. More importantly, we need some stability in that sense where we have a superintendent, long-term range goals for the city of Providence, and I think we need to follow those long-term goals. Secondly, I think we need to improve our schools. A lot of our schools right now.
Let me stop you there. Beyond stability and a longer-term superintendent, what specifically needs to happen to bring about some faster gains in the quality of the schools?
I think, first of all, they need to be repaired, obviously. And I think that's something we need to look at, whether we float a bond so we can have our schools repaired. And so obviously, they're all the same because some areas you got some good schools, some areas you got some schools that have fallen apart. And I think that's important that all our schools are up to code. And they're pleasant for kids that want to go there and they want to learn. And they're in a nice environment to learn. And I also think that also we need more parental engagement. I think that's very important. And I think if we can get the parents involved with the children, I really believe you could see some kind of improvement with the students. So I would encourage parental engagement.
Let's go to Scott.
There's a big debate in the education community about using test scores to evaluate teachers. How do you feel about that?
That could probably be one of the ways of evaluating teachers. I don't think it should be the answer all for evaluating teachers, obviously. I think you need to go in and find a happy medium somewhere along the line where we could reevaluate them every few years, which I think they do now, where they have to take some kind of test.
Does the union, do you believe the teachers union have too much power in a city like Providence?
I don't think so. I think the unions are trying to. I think they all have the children, teachers in general. You know, our teachers are great. One of the greatest. You know, they're the greatest teachers in the country. You know, they try to work hand in hand. The union administration, the superintendent. I think from what I see, they're all trying to work with one goal in common, and that's a better education system.
They may be great teachers, but the outcomes aren't good. We look at some of the test scores in Providence, and they're among the lowest in the state.
We're an urban city. I really believe that even if we improve our test scores, they'll be low. Because that's, you know, being an urban city, we're faced with a lot of challenges that other parts of the state don't face.
What would you do specifically to grow the commercial tax base in Providence?
More tax stabilization programs. I think that's important. We need to bring businesses in. We need to let them know Providence is open for business. If they want to build here, and they need to work with the city. Our doors are open, and we need to work with them. We need to expand that base, and the only way we're going to do that is to let businesses know that we're here, and we want to help them, and we want to help them grow their businesses here in Providence.
We hear how there's a very high demand for residential units downtown. They're nearly at 100% capacity. What would you do about the problem of the Superman building, which is now vacant, and more broadly to encourage the growth of more residential units downtown?
The Superman building, I've heard a lot of different stories on what they want to do with the Superman building. I've heard that they want to put micro lofts. They want to put some commercial downstairs, office space in there. I haven't looked at any feasibility studies. I would believe that apartments in downtown Providence, they would go pretty well.
What do you do to make that happen?
Listen, there's only so much we can do on the city part. I think the state really has to step up on this one.
The water system, there's been, Providence, of course, owns the water supply board, the Citra Reservoir. We have some of the best water in the country. But there's been a proposal in the legislature that what we do is spin the water department off, basically the water supply board, and create a super agency similar to the Narragansett Bay Commission. How do you feel about that, and how should we try to do that?
I've sat on the Providence Water Supply Board for the last six and a half years. And I will tell you, Providence doesn't make a penny off the Providence water supply.
Right.
And we have the lowest rates, and we're required by law to sell it to other cities and towns at cost, and they get to mark it up and sell it. By taking the Providence Water Supply Board and forming a separate entity like the Rhode Island Water Authority in Providence, leasing that Providence Water Supply Board to the authority, I think what enables us to do is Providence to generate some revenues for the city, because that's an asset, but it's an asset that's not drawing us any money. And the only way to do that is to lease it off. That way, the city of Providence would be able to realize some gains from that.
We're talking here with the president of the Providence City Council, Michael Solomon, who is expected to run for mayor next year if Angel Taveras moves on to run for governor. Mike, traditionally, the path to victory in recent elections for a mayor has been through the east side and the south side. We expect at least one or two Latino candidates to run next year, Jorge Elorza and Victor Capian. How do you see your own path to victory?
I think, listen, the path to victory is going to be the whole city of Providence. I think to say that one section controls the whole city of Providence or another section controls the whole city of Providence, I'm not completely sold on that. I think you need to go into all the neighborhoods, and you need to, obviously, you need to tell them why you believe you're going to be you should be the next mayor. And I've been up the east side. I've been to the south side. I've spent a lot of time on the east side. I've spent a lot of time on the south side. I've spent a lot of time on the west side. And I spent a lot of time in the North End. You know, it's the whole city of Providence. I think it would be a mistake for anyone to just think that they could concentrate on the east side and south side and win this election. I don't think it's going to be won that way.
You know, you talk about tax stabilization, and I understand it's a good tool, having your economic development toolbox to bring business in. But at some point, the homeowners look at something like the Providence Place Mall and that 17-year deal that they got with the lower taxes and wonder, sometimes do we abuse the tax stabilization law?
Well, first of all, we don't have one clear formula. Obviously, it's different for everyone. And at the time, that may have been the best deal that we can cut. It's about negotiating and what works for the city, what works for the state. So you have to take each one individually. Now, do you have to spread it out over 17 years? Maybe that's a bit too much.
I mean, Brooks Brothers are selling suits, and the people down on the south side can't afford to pay, you know, their property tax.
I agree, and I think that maybe you put some kind of limit on it and where it's a gradual instead of like 18 or 17 years, and then boom, you get hit, and then you realize, listen, I can't afford this. But I think we need to look at ways on how we do stabilization, and that's very important because it has to work for the city and it has to work for the developer.
Who would you like to be your successor as president of the city council?
Listen, I think there's about 7 or 8 people that want to be the council president. I have no choice right now. My advice to all of them.
If you had your druthers, who would you like to
see? I couldn't pick right now, truthfully. Listen, if they want it, they need to work for it. I worked for it. They need to work for it. And that's the advice I give to all the candidates that want to be the council president.
Will you refuse to accept contributions from city employees if you run for mayor?
Listen, I've accepted them in the past. It's never clouded my judgment. I'll probably make a decision down the line, but like I said, it's never clouded my judgment. The city employees don't work for me. They don't work directly for me. I have no say on their jobs, obviously. So right now it has no effect on me.
Looking at immigration, we have in Providence a new group of folks, Latinos, as we know. Providence has been a city forged by immigration, by waves of different immigrants from different countries. I know your family actually fits into this scenario. What do we do to try to help assimilate a new generation of immigrants in Providence? What can we do better than we're doing now?
Be supportive. Be supportive in the city with our services. As you know, my grandfather came to this country 100 years ago. The tools that they had back then were far limited than the opportunity that they have today. And I think right now we just have to expand into the communities. The city has to be out there, and they have to be supportive of these groups that are coming in.
What do we do for language skills, for instance?
I think, first, in the classrooms, you have to have English as a second language. And that's just obviously one of the obvious things that you have to do is have English as a second language. You have to promote the English, but you also have to be sensitive moving forward, because we're dealing with two people that speak two different languages.
Do you expect Buddy Cianci to be a candidate for mayor next year?
I have no idea. I couldn't comment on that.
Would he be a formidable candidate, or is he yesterday's man?
Listen, I don't want to move backwards. I think the city needs to move forward.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us. The president of the Providence City Council, Michael Solomon.
Thank you, Ian.